pray before we begin. Lord, place this time in your hands. Speak to us and let us listen to you. In Jesus' precious name. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You're walking down the road and you hear a voice off in the distance. A voice calls out. Someone is preaching a message of repentance. Repent. The preacher calls for change. Something has to change. Repent. Turn away from your old current life. Give it up. It's time for something new. Something different. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Something better has arrived. The kingdom of heaven is right in front of you. Look, a different way has opened up. A new way. A new life. You hear the buzz from people around you. They're all discussing this new preacher in town. The preacher from Galilee. Have you heard about him? John the Baptist got arrested, but this new teacher showed up. What was his name? That's right, Jesus of Nazareth. That's what they call him. Some people are calling him a prophet. Others are saying he's like one of those people from the olden days, from the scriptures we know about. They say that he speaks differently from the teachers and scribes and the Pharisees and the priests at the synagogues. Why don't we go have a look? See what he's all about. You put your head down and keep on walking. There's work to be done. There's no time to worry about the new teacher, every new teacher that appears and every new teaching that appears on the block. Life's pretty good already, after all. You've got a house, a family, good business, regular visits to the synagogue. What more could you ask for? You don't need to fix problems that don't exist. Keep on moving. Head down. Keep walking. It's the end of a busy day. You're tired. It's been a full day at school. And you've just had tutoring and any other extracurricular sport or something else going on. Exam week is coming up again next week. Just so behind on maths right now. I just want to lie in bed and sleep for 12 hours straight. All right, youth is on this Friday. What have we been doing again? I can't really remember. It's hard to remember anything when you've got so much on. What did the leaders keep talking about again? I don't really know. Something about repentance? Maybe. Something about the house of God, the kingdom of God? Ooh. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's right, we did talk about that at some point, maybe. Jesus said that, right? I don't really get it, though. It's kingdom of heaven? What's that all about? Maybe I'll figure it out later. I got more important things to do, after all. I'm too tired to think about this stuff now. I'm behind on assignments. I'm behind on exams. My schedule's just packed to the brim. Got no time to do anything else. No time for all that Christian stuff. It's time to keep your head down and keep on walking. It's Sunday. It's time to go to church in the morning. You go to church with your parents every Sunday, and whether it's Sunday school or the sermon that's been preached, it's the same message over and over again. You've heard it already. It's just so boring. I've got nothing new to learn. I know all this stuff already. I mean, I get to see my friends, I guess, but mostly the reason I come is because my parents force me to. I don't want to wake up at 8:30 in the morning. Come on now. I know what they're going to talk about every time. It's about being a good person, doing good things, trusting in God, trusting in Jesus. I've heard it all before. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, it's the same old message, the same old story. Jesus died for our sins. He tells us to be good people. I get it. Can I just do what I want to do now? Let me do what I want to do, and instead of listening to all this stuff, because I know it already. Repent. Okay, you have to live differently. I get it, sure. I just have to do what my parents tell me to do, right? Maybe. Keep your head down and keep on walking. Someone at school asks you about what you do on the weekends. You answer, actually, yeah, I go to church on Sundays. Oh, really? You're a Christian? What's that like? Isn't it annoying having to go to church every Sunday? What do you do? What does being a Christian even mean? What even do you believe? What do you do the last time you went? You don't really know what to say. Yeah, I don't really know. Kind of have to go every week. Just go to church and Sunday school every week. I mean, that's the easiest answer, isn't it? You don't really know what it means to call yourself a Christian. It's sort of just going to church on Sundays, right? After all, it's what your parents believe, but you're not really sure yourself. It's better just to give the simple answer. Yeah, I'm a Christian, I just go to church on Sundays, right? You don't really know exactly how to respond to that question. What does being a Christian really mean? For now, you know the line already. Head down, keep on walking. You're at the youth camp. You don't really know what's going on this year, but you're definitely looking forward to free time, right? Maybe it's your first time attending, or maybe it's your fifth, or even more. But whatever the case, you're still a little tired from the early morning, and still a bit tired from the whole term that just went by, right? Maybe it's a little hard to pay attention. You hear the guy at the front talking about something about Jesus or something. Nothing you haven't heard before. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I wonder what that means. It probably doesn't really matter for me right now. It's not like I can chat about this stuff with my friends or something. I've got better things to talk about. They don't really care about this stuff either, I think. I'll just listen and answer any questions I have to. Hang out and chill. I don't really need that stuff anyway. Head down. Keep on walking. Look, everyone else is doing the same thing. Why do I need to be different? Who is Jesus anyway? Just a guy from 2,000 years ago who went around teaching people how to live? Maybe his message was actually just a message for the people of the time. For the Jews, the Israelites, a warning that they needed to turn from the life they were living, the old way of life. Because apparently, this kingdom of heaven was close. Who do you think Jesus is speaking to with this message? One thing is clear. Jesus is speaking to people who need repentance. That's why he starts his message with repent. Who needs repentance? There's a question for you. There's one thing that it seems everyone needs repentance from. And Psalm 53 illustrates the thing from which everyone needs to repent. God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, any who seek after God. They have all fallen away. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Everyone has a problem, it seems. A problem for which they need repentance. The problem of sin. There is none who does good, not even one. All have fallen short. Every man is cursed with the problem of sin, a problem for which they need an answer. And this problem we can't ignore. We can't avoid. You see, Jesus begins his teaching on earth with a simple message. It's time. Repent. Now, who do you think this message was for? It's for everyone who needs repentance. It's for everyone who has a problem, that problem of sin. And why does Jesus come with that message now? Because the kingdom of heaven is arriving and has arrived. Jesus has come to be king over the kingdom that he is establishing. He's here to put on his crown. And Jesus brings a simple message. Repent. Everyone cursed by the problem of sin, repent. Turn from your old life. Enter a new life. Why now? Because I have come to fix the problem. To fix the problem of sin. And to build a new kingdom in which this problem is solved. Follow me. Jesus has arrived. And now we have a choice to make. Jesus puts it simply in Matthew 7. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Two options. Two simple options. One, head down, keep on walking. You'll keep walking along the same path. It's the path to the wide gate. It's the path that is easy. Here, the message of Jesus is drowned out. You don't really hear those words. You just keep your head down and keep on walking. Just do what you always do, what you've always done. Everyone goes down this path, but it's also the path to destruction. And it's the easiest one to follow. Because all you have to do is keep on walking. The second option. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The other path is narrow, and the way is difficult, and almost no one finds it. Yet this is the only path that leads to life. Look up. Stop. Listen. Hear the message of Jesus. The only way you'll find the narrow gate is if you stop and you look up. Stop and you listen. Listen to Jesus' message, the good news he brings. Look up and stop. The path to life, true life, requires this, for us to listen to the good teacher. Jesus. Let's pray to close. Lord, we thank you that you have come to earth. You did it to preach a message of repentance and also to preach a message that you have arrived to establish and be king over your own kingdom. Let us listen. Let us stop walking the path we always walk. Pause for a moment to listen to you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.